Considering Padre Pio's busy schedule, one might wonder how he ever managed to find the time for all his spiritual children. Well, in fact, many of them felt he wasn't dedicating enough time to them, leading to feelings of jealousy. Stay tuned to hear Padre Pio's response. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, The Padre, St. Pio of Pretolcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. In this book, Father Marcellino shares insights into jealousy among Padre Pio's spiritual children, and what Padre Pio had to say about the matter. Now, I found this topic particularly interesting because it's something I've wondered about in the past. If we take into consideration human fallen nature, and a large number of Padre Pio's followers, each with their unique problems and concerns, it's not hard to imagine that jealousy would occur among them. Not everybody could reach Padre Pio whenever they wanted, and many of his spiritual children did not live nearby. However, on the other hand, there were those to whom Padre Pio paid close attention. One of these spiritual sons was Pietro Cugino. Now, I have mentioned Pietro once before in a video titled Young Boy's Life-Changing Encounter, where you can find out more about their close friendship. You can find a link in the description below. So without further ado, let's dive into this story as recounted by Father Marcellino. Pietro Cugino was born in San Giovanni Rotondo on June 28, 1913. And he first met Padre Pio as a child, when he accompanied his blind father to the convent. However, in 1925, as a consequence of some infection, Pietro also lost his sight. So now the father and the son were both blind. Padre Pio felt compassion for the blind child and decided to take him under his care. And now we get to our topic. Decades later, Pietro shared his observations about jealousy among Padre Pio's spiritual children. He shared, "We enjoyed being close to Padre Pio. Yet, there was jealousy between us." Faced with the occurrence of this phenomenon, the father said, "Have I denied something to anyone?" "My daughter," he continued, turning to one of his spiritual daughters, "don't let yourself be overcome by jealousy. You would be a cross for yourself, a cross for me, a cross for the others. Jealousy is a nasty beast." Now, as I mentioned earlier, there were indeed those with whom Padre Pio spent more time, and with whom his friendship reached great depths. To others, it might have appeared that these individuals had an unfair privilege, so they became jealous. However, this is a shallow approach to the matter. Padre Pio devoted more time to people who needed him more. In a sense, these individuals were not privileged at all. They were souls in desperate need of help, and you don't go seeking help if you don't need it. Besides, Padre Pio was gifted with the ability to read souls. He knew exactly who needed him the most. And on one occasion, he even tried to explain this to Pietro. He told him, "Every soul is a mystery that only God and the one to whom God has given the ability can understand." Meaning that understanding the true state of a person's soul is a divine gift. It is called discernment of spirits, and not everyone possesses this gift. "Pietro," he continued, "if you found yourself in front of a poor man who is on the ground and can't get up, what would you do? Would you continue your way?" "No, Father," Pietro replied, "I would stop to lift him up." To which Padre Pio responded, "And so would I." End of story. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit are regular masses celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said the Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.